Welcome back to Reading the Grid. We're your hosts, Aaron and Ina, and after a wild weekend in Monaco, Lando Norris won his first Monaco Grand Prix, Charles Leclerc was back on the podium at his home race, a double point performance from the Racing Bulls, and some head-scratching calls from top teams. We're heading to Spain. The Circuit de Barcelona, Catalonia, marks a key turning point in the season where teams bring upgrades and the true pecking order starts to take shape. Let's dive into our predictions for the Spanish Grand Prix.
This week, Aaron gets to go first. So, Aaron, who do you have on a pole in Barcelona?
As much as I'm going to hate to say this and you're going to hate to hear it, I am putting Max on pole. I believe this circuit is going to suit the RB21 pretty well.
I will not hate you to put it on pole, but you better not put him anywhere on the podium. I agree. Red Bull is bringing upgrades, and it will be the first circuit where the flexi wing regulations take effect. This should disadvantage McLaren, since the prevailing wisdom says this is what gives them the advantage. However, just so we don't have to have the same picks, I will put Lando Norris on pole. He was on pole last year, and I will take Zak Brown at his word that they have solved this flexi issue a while back and it's no longer an issue.
I'm going to be very curious to see how McLaren performs because so many reports have said they're not going to be strong after this one. And I have such a hard time believing it because Zak Brown has done a great job of turning around McLaren. I
And
don't
my
know.
point is, they knew it was coming. So it was very stupid of them if they decided, we'll just do as well as possible until that point, because that makes no sense. And it's not how McLaren operates.
No.
I'm going to be optimistic that they've not been running the flexi wing for a while, so they're not going to have an issue.
All right, P3, I am going to put George Russell.
You and your Mercedes hopium.
I saw.
Okay, I see you, George Russell. I don't think Mercedes is in great shape, but I think they may have something this race. My P3. I have this thing in the past couple of weeks of predicting the right three in the wrong order. So now I
Correct.
have to be very careful. I'm gonna go with my boy, Charles Leclerc.
Okay.
I think, is it likely? Absolutely not. But I'm going to go with P3 for him. And
Okay.
hopefully that means he's going to go higher.
There you go. So, who do you have P2?
As much as I don't like him to be on the podium, you cannot discount Max Verstappen. So he's my P2.
All right.
I hope that means that he's actually P3 or lower, but we'll see.
I actually have Oscar Piastri at P2.
Interesting, because this is not a great track for Piastri. He did not
No.
do great last year.
He
And
did
I did not
not.
mention during our Monaco Grand Prix, but can I just have a moment to go over how disappointed I am in his performance? He's definitely taking a step back because I thought after Imola, he would be so pumped up that this is the win that was stolen from him, whether that's true or not. And he would be on this revenge arc tear to show something. He looked pretty frightening sometimes. I thought there were a few times during practices and qualifying, he could have crashed because he kept hitting the wall. He actually hit a wall during the race. In fact, it was a really cool down moment where once Leclerc saw a McLaren hitting, well, he's like, who is that? And Piastri's like, that's me. So I feel his confidence took an ebb. I hope it doesn't mean that it's gone, but I've noticed last year he had dips. And once he had dips, it wasn't just one race and then he was back on top. It took him a few races to go back up. So I don't mind. I like your pick. I just doubtful that it will happen at this race. So who's your number one?
You're really not gonna like it.
Are you going to bring Max?
I am.
Okay.
I
So wait a
am gonna.
second. You don't put Norris anywhere in top three?
No, I actually have Norris in P4.
That's
which is
fair.
very difficult. I know Norris is coming off of his Monaco win. I do agree with you. Oscar did not seem like himself at all at Monaco. So I don't know if there's something else going on in the background that we're not privy to, or maybe it is confidence or whatever. But he, in general, just didn't seem like himself to me in interviews or just in general, just overall body language and demeanor. He seemed a bit off. But I do think Max is going to convert pole to a win. I've got Oscar two, Russell third. I think Russell has got some fire in his belly coming off of Monaco. And this year, he's been on the podium. He's qualified well. I see him having his own version of a revenge arc, which is interesting because I don't typically get hyped one way or another for Russell. But I would like to see him get a bit of redemption.
So I think he will get redemption, but I don't think he'll be on the podium. In terms of Max, I totally understand. And he won last time. He wasn't on pole, but he still won. And that's why I think I'm putting this hope. So my P1 is Lando Norris. And the reason I put him P1 is because last year he was on pole. He bottled the start. Shocker. It was Norris. So I think there's that in his back of his mind. He has to do his proper revenge arc and show that he learns from his mistakes. I think he's done such a good job from Australia, where afterwards he really fell off where we thought he would be. So he changed his lifestyle. He stopped following social media. He stopped drinking. So I think he's at the right level of concentration, and he's always been really quick. And if McLaren's performance does not suffer because of the flexi wing regulation, I don't see why he wouldn't be on pole this year, where the car is even better. And I think he will not, like, he will be so in tune with Max. He will not let Max by. Now, well, what Max will do in this situation, I don't know. And this could lead to, Austria. Of last year, where somebody in third inherits the win, and I hope it's Leclerc.
If we have a first turn incident between Lando and Max, that could happen. It could totally shake things up.
Yeah, so I don't think it will happen actually, but I do think because see what had happened in Austria, Max had very little to lose, and Lando had everything to lose because he was so behind Max. Whereas now it's not the same position. So Max has as much to lose as Lando by causing the collision, which is why I don't think it will necessarily happen. But in any case, that's what I'm going with.
Okay, so we are each having our pole winners convert to Grand Prix winners.
Correct.
Okay, I mentioned I've got Lando in P4. When we talk about Ferrari, I'm going to put both of them into Q3, and they're both going to finish in the points, and I'm going to put Charles P5 and Lewis P6.
Now, do you realize that's exactly where they finished last year?
Well,
And
but Charles and Carlos, yes, I
correct,
do.
right.
Yes,
Two
I
Ferrari
do.
cars finished 5-6.
Yep.
And this was the track where they brought upgrades that were so poor, it completely derailed their season when cost them, definitely cost them the constructors and might have caused Leclerc because he was off very few points from
And the
Lando,
driver.
so it could have caused them a place in the drivers. I will not go as bold as predict
Okay.
Q3. With Ferrari's upgrades, it's the tale of two completely opposites. It can either spell doom and gloom, which it usually does, or really make their season come alive. I know that this is definitely their last attempt at fixing the car. And if this doesn't work, that's it. They will not be making any upgrades. I mean, I think they always have upgrades in Monza because that's another one of those tracks like Monaco where they amazingly come alive. But I think that's it for the year. So it's better work or the season is done. I will keep my prediction for a podium for Leclerc and I will put Lewis in P6. This is not
Okay.
actually a reflection of how I think which by the way, we do match in P6 for Lewis, right? I'm assuming you want Lewis in P6 or do you? Do you think it'll be the other way around?
No, I've got Lewis in P6.
Okay. So I don't think it's necessarily how I think Ferrari will do. I just think it was so distressing to see the gap that he had in Monaco that
I
I
did
honestly
not
think.
understand that gap at all. I do not understand how you get there.
Me neither. That's why it's worrying. And I do think overall he will recover, but I don't think it'll be that fast. So I'm thinking P6 is probably as good as he can hope. And if I'm going to be high on hopium, this is the last race where this will probably give me that opportunity.
Okay, who do you have in 4 and 5?
Piastri will be P4.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put Kimi Antonelli in P5.
Oh, there you go. So where are you going to put Russell? I'm assuming you're putting him in the top 10.
I am. Well, I definitely wanted to put him behind Kimi, and now I have to put him behind Lewis. Fine, give him P7.
All right. I will put Sainz at P7.
You think Sainz will finish higher than Albon?
He's gonna have to do it at some point this year, and it's his home race. So, yeah, I'm gonna say he's gonna have the crowd behind him, and he will probably be right in front of Albon. So, I'm gonna do that'll be my eighth. So, I'm gonna put Albon in eighth.
Well, I'm going to put another Spaniard in P8 because, by God, the man deserves
Oh,
something.
I know, Fernando
Yes.
Alonso.
So, and
Okay.
Alonso is better than Sainz even now. So, granted, his car is not, but he's amazing at putting crappy cars in good situations. I'm just hoping no more power failure, no Aston Martin horrendous strategy that only advantage Stroll. So let's give him P8. Come on, he deserves it.
All right, 9 and 10. How are you going to round it out?
You know what? Redemption for Alpine. I'm gonna put Gasly in P9, and I'm gonna put Albon in P10.
Interesting choices. Okay, you have Lando on pole, Lando P1, Max, Charles, Piastri, Kimi, Lewis, Russell, Fernando, Gasly, Albon.
Correct.
I am going to round out my 9th and 10th places, and I am going to put Fernando P9. And I am actually going to give one of your favorite rookies, and I feel bad because I don't have Hadjar in the top 10, but I'm going to say Ollie has a bit of redemption, and I'm going to put Ollie at P10. And I realize I don't have
I
Kimi Antonelli either, but.
Well, listen, based on Kimi's race results, I don't blame you. And I would be all for Bearman getting some redemption because he needs it. Like, it's
He
been
needs
too long.
it. That kid needs a confidence boost.
Interesting thing about Haas is that the prevailing wisdom is that they definitely have a flexi wing issue. And the reason they've gotten so bad lately is because they have tried to solve it by making their front wing stiffer. And that has caused them to lose all kind of pace. And so I don't know if that was the experiment during testing, which, if you remember, they were way behind all the other teams and everyone thought they were doing something different. I think if they've figured it out, then actually your prediction of Ollie making it into the points is not that outrageous. If, for instance, in Monaco, they actually had the flexi wing, and now they have to go back to whatever they were testing before. Things are not looking as rosy.
So I've got Max on pole, Max converting to win, Oscar, Russell, Lando, Charles, Lewis, Sainz, Albon, Fernando, and Ollie. So last week we each were 2 and 2. We had different 2 and 2 in our top 10. So we'll see how we
But
do
I have
going
to
into this
say,
one.
again, I had the right three, just not in the right order.
Correct. And the week before, I had the same three, but in the correct order. And then this past week, that was all shot to hell because I really went bold on some of my predictions. So I'm trying to rein
Well,
them back in a little bit while maintaining hope.
I just hope that your predictions do not come true, especially the top three, but that's okay.
Yeah, I stated my wild predictions. Well, one of them, Fernando Alonso finishing in the points. So I'm going to hope
I
that
mean, we have the
he.
same one, yeah.
Yes, so we both have him in the points, but my prediction would be he finishes in the points. And Ollie will end up in Q3 and actually finish in the points. I feel like that's a pretty wild and bold one.
It is. Well, I will again predict Antonelli to finish ahead of Russell in the race. At
Okay.
some point, it will happen.
Yes, at
Why
some
can't
point
it
it has
happen?
to.
Yes. However, I'm not as confident as you that Mercedes will be that good, but let's go with that. And this is completely wild and unexpected, but since I'm predicting good things for Gasly, I'm gonna put Kalle Pinto to make it to Q2.
Whoa, check you out. You are conductor of the Hopium train this week.
Well, I don't think it's that. Listen, I'm more confident in Kalle Pinto making it to Q2 to Ferrari being as good as I'm slating them to be. So that's how our Hopium works.
I guess we'll see how that goes.
That's a wrap up of our Spanish Grand Prix predictions. We are leaving behind the glitz and glamour of Monaco and trading it for hot tarmac, high-speed corners, and a real test of those shiny new upgrades. Will Max keep flexing his dominance? Can McLaren keep the championship lead alive? And is it finally time for Ferrari fans to trade in the Hopium for some actual points? Let's see who survives the heat on and off the track.
Thanks for joining us on Reading the Grid. Keep your engines running and your pages turning. Until next time.